BBC News. Just hours before the crucial Super Tuesday, another prominent US Democrat seeking the party's presidential nomination, Senator Amy Klobuchar, has pulled out from the race. Her campaign says the senator from Minnesota will endorse Vice President Joe Biden at his rally tonight. The head of the World Health Organization has said the outbreak of the new coronavirus has entered uncharted territory, but can still be contained. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus urged countries to continue their efforts to prevent transmission, saying the virus could be pushed back. Saudi Arabia has become the latest country to announce its first case of the coronavirus. The Saudi authorities said the infected person came through Bahrain from Iran, the source of many cases of the virus in the Arab world. Exit polls released following Israel's third general election in a year suggest the Likud party of the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, has gained seats. However, his right-wing bloc is projected to fall just short of being able to form a coalition government. The Trump administration is ordering China's major state media organizations to cut the number of Chinese staff they have working in the United States. The U.S. Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, said that five media outlets, including China's official news agency, Xinhua, would be required to reduce the total number of staff to 100 from 160. Six soldiers in Mali have been killed and 10 others were injured during a suspected jihadist attack in the centre of the country. The military said it responded to the attack on Sunday in the town of Mondoro with airstrikes and killed a number of insurgents. The UN envoy to Libya, Ghassan Salameh, says he's resigned because his health can no longer cope with the stress of the job. In recent months, he's been trying to secure a ceasefire in the fight for the control of the capital, Tripoli. BBC News.